Welcome, audience. I am Maddie Moody with my guest today, Macy, talking about some fascinating topics here.
Hi, y'all. My name is Macy, and I'll be joining in the discussion today.
Okay, so let's start off with some interesting facts. The first two-way mirror was invented in 1903 by Emil Bloch. This is not just an average mirror, as in seeing things for how they are and not just questioning seeing anything else. But a two-way mirror is a mirror reflective on one side and clear on the other. In Merchant of Venice, the theme honesty and trust in a world of deceptive appearances is brought up in a couple of sentences. One particularly being when Portia and Nerissa dress up as Balthasar and Clerk to spy on their not-so-trustful husbands. Now let me inform you that these two ladies with their deceptive appearances challenged their husband's trust by asking for their rings when they exclusively told them to never take them off. By Bazziano and Graziano not looking through clearly to the other side of the mirror, they did not realize the tricks that were being played on them. Do you think, Macy, that a betrayal is a natural consequence of a world that values power, status, and wealth?
Yes, I do believe that it is a consequence. People will do anything to get as much power or money or status or all of the above to achieve what they want.
What do you think the side effects to this is?
This definitely has negative effects on trust, relationships, and friendships.
Do you perhaps want to share any personal experiences with someone wanting power, status, or money?
Yes, actually. Being an SFA cheerleader, we have to try out for our cheerleading scholarship. To do that, we have to go through this process of showing off our best skill. So, when doing these skills, you're supposed to be doing the skills that you have been working on and practicing all year. Except some people just pull these random skills out that they've never thrown before, that you've never seen before, just to get their money and just to have that status of being better than you. So, yes, I do have a personal experience with money and status.
How do you think this affects your relationships with those people?
Well, it makes you respect them less just because they are showing off and just because they haven't been working hard the whole year.
So, I totally agree and understand that some people are willing to do anything to get money and to get what they want. And not all people look through and see their full intentions. So, audience, what mirrors will you decide to look through today?